Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to part 2 of the 2017 AVN Awards podcast series. If you missed part 1, please click below and check out part 1 to get kind of an overview of what we went over before, sort of the history of how I started and what this podcast is all about. Before we begin, let's get to our sponsors. Sponsorship for this podcast series are available for $150. There are 3 spots available. You will get 3 mentions during every podcast, plus links and text below and on the YouTube videos. So hit me up at RogReviews.com for that. Our sponsors for this podcast series, the Lachlan McLeod Podcast is our first sponsor. Lachlan does a great podcast on life with a disability, human rights in general, and does some really good adult-related topics. Also, IAFD.com, the most important adult website on the planet, I believe. SexySlapstickVideos.com for your sploshing video needs, and gonna change it up this time and go with Shane's World Edibles. You knew Shane's World Video Production for great gonzo porn, Shane's World Toys for great novelties. Now Shane's World Edibles for those of you who want recreational or medicinal edibles. So we started last time with the AVN Award podcast series. For those of you just joining us who are not going to go back and listen to the first episode, I am an adult film critic, have been for 20 years. RogReviews.com is my website. AVN is the biggest porn award show. I am one of the people who get to vote on well over 100 categories. This podcast breaks those categories down. You can follow along with us for the categories over on avn.com/awards. Go down to the nominee list. We will begin breaking down these categories. Before we do, I want to remind you about feedback. Love it. Use it to shape the podcast. So Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter, Roger at RogReviews.com for email, or hit the link below or the YouTube link for comments and feedback. Ask any question. If you see something you like, hear something you don't like, want me to slow down, want me to speed up, want me to answer any questions you have, either about the awards or just in general, I can mix them in there, and we can cover just about anything. As mentioned in the first one, we will have some guests in later podcasts in later episodes, but I am still broadcasting from a converted garage in my grandfather's house. My grandfather, who is 100 and an amazing man, took a fall and needs some medical care. I'm away from home for a while doing that, so I don't have my soundboard, so it's going to be a little different. Excuse me if the sound isn't quite as good as before. It doesn't seem to be working as well through the laptop, but I did want to get started on these podcasts so you guys can share in the experience of voting for the AVN Awards. So for those of you following along, we're about 5 categories down, just barely into it. We're starting with Best Amateur/Pro-Am Movie. That's a category that's gotten harder over the years to differentiate one from another, from regular pro porn from amateur porn. The nominees are 100% Real Swingers Orlando Part 2 from Vivid, Amateur Girls Come Again from James Dean, Amateur Introductions 23 from Amateur Allure, Amateur POV Auditions 26 from Amateur Allure, Dancing Bear 25 from Morally Corrupt, Dare Dorm 24 Reality Kings, A Day with a Future Porn Star from Spizo, Girls and Their Boys 26 from Abby Winters, Homemade Ebony Sex Tapes Reality Kings, It's My First Time for Burning Angel, Natural Girls Outdoors Abby Winter, OC Amateurs Laguna Beach Bunnies from Lethal Hardcore, Prowling for Teen Pussy Reality Kings, Real Amateur Fuck for Dollars Team Skeet, and The Sex Scout from Mofos. There's a big big difference between some of these categories. For example, the Dare Dorm stuff is all brand new girls are supposed to be passing as college girls. very fun. Dancing Bear has some non-porn stars watching the strip shows while they've got porn stars doing some actual action. Lots of fun, very convincing. The homemade ebony sex tapes from Reality Kings. That's a lot of POV stuff. But then you've got the two Abby Winters movies. Those are Australian amateur tapes that have been around forever. So if you like that. The amateur allure stuff is fantastic, but really it's just New Girls that they use different names for. Beautifully shot, great oral sex stuff, but not, to me, not the same as the Abby Winters stuff. And there's no Homegrown stuff on here, so I'm wondering now if Homegrown's even doing anything new, or if it's all just comp. But it's tough, I think, to compare them. You know, what's the best on this list? Honestly, I still love the Dancing Bear stuff. The women at strip clubs watching dudes and getting dirty is hot. Even if whoever runs their affiliate program, I've been saying this for 3 years, totally unresponsive. I've been trying to promote your stuff for years, and you got nobody there. Kind of sucks. Best amateur or pro-am series. Okay, you got the 100% Real Swingers, which is Phil Verone's line for Vivid, which is people in the lifestyle. Swingers, Amateur Introductions, and Amateur POV Auditions for From Allure, as we talked about. Those are the really high-gloss oral stuff. Amateurs Wanted from Net Video Girls. That's a totally different vibe. Again, you find some pre-porn girls, but it's very raw, very, very stripped down. Bang Bus, one of the original pro-am style or reality-style porn series. Casting Couch Amateurs. College Crazy Girlfriends, Reality Kings, Dancing Bear, Dare Dorm, Fuck a Fan from Immoral. In this case, the amateurs are the guys having sex with girls from our friend Porno Dan, who is awesome. Girl Girl Hardcore from Abby Winters, Girls and Their Boys from Abby Winters. Oh, and The Headlights from Bang Productions, Real Amateur Fuck for Dollars from Team Skeet, and Street Blowjobs from Reality Kings. If I'm picking a series... Again, I think you have to figure out your criteria. Really Amateur Swingers is interesting. The Amateur Allure stuff is beautiful. Really Hot Girls. Bang Bus is classic. The Amateurs Wanted and Casting Couch Amateurs are fun for me. I really like them. Dancing Bear is a great series. I love Fuck a Fan, though, as well. Every guy wants to think they could get in there and mix it up. And you know, how would we handle that? So I like that series as well. Kind of a tough call. Best anal movie. Hashtag MyAss2 from Archangel. Anal Buffet 12 from Jason. Anal Fanatic 7 from Elegant Angel. Anal Intensity 4 from Mike Adriano. Anal Models 2 from Tushy. Angelic Asses 6, Devil's Films, The Art of Anal Sex 3 from Tushy, Asterix, Joey Silvera, Evil Angel, Big Anal Asses 4, Hard X, DP Masters 3, Jules Jordan, DP Me 4, Hard X, Gape Tryouts from Bam Visions, Evil Angel, In the Ass at Last from Brazzers, My Anal Intern 3rd Degree, and Top Models, Jules Jordan. When you take a look, Evil Angel 1, 2, 3, 4 Evil Angels, 1, 2 Jules Jordans, and 2 Tushy. You see the high-end stuff really kicking in here. I liked Anal Fanatic 7 quite a bit. It was really good. Big Anal Asses 4 from Hard X is also excellent. There's some really good stuff here. As far as titles go, In the Ass at Last from Brazzers, I'm looking forward to seeing that one. Have not seen it yet. One of the things that happens at the end of the year, we get a bunch of stuff, we being voting members and critics, a bunch of stuff that maybe we haven't seen all year. I get stuff from Girlfriends and Archangel, so I've seen their stuff. Evil Angel stopped doing screener DVDs last year, but there's access to their website, so I've seen a lot of their stuff. Not so much whole movies, because it's all chopped into scenes, but I've seen a lot of scenes. Tushy sends stuff out. I've seen all of those. Same with the Jules Jordan stuff. but like Devil's Films, and same thing with Hard X, but Devil's Films and Brazzers, I'm just now getting it after not seeing anything all year. So I'm looking forward to seeing those. Best Anal Series. And again, you're going to see a lot of stuff from Tushy and Blacked and Vixen, all of the Greg Lansky sites and DVDs. It's probably the biggest porn success story right now. I mean, at a time when the industry is really struggling, Greg Lansky, Mike Maz, Blacked, Tushy, Vixen really has changed the way porn looks, has changed the way the genres look, and they've succeeded in a landscape where a lot of people are failing. So you're going to see a lot of that. And that comes across in the Best Anal Series as well, because you've got Anal Beauty, which is Tushy, Anal Models, which is also Tushy. So in the anal category, they've got two nominees right there. Anal Cuties from Hard X. And you'll notice a similarity in the Hard X and Black X stuff to Blacked and Tushy, as people are following. Anal Newbies from Les Wood, Mark Wood, and Francesco Lay, fantastic filmmakers. Professional perverts, absolutely. A lot of fun. Anal Novice from Vision Films, The Art of Anal Sex, which is another Tushy title. DP Masters, Jules Jordan, DP My Wife With Me. That's fun. That's a vignette style from Reality Junkies with a little DPing, hot wifing theme. Let's Try Anal from Mofos, Manuel DP's Them All from Jules Jordan, Mix Anal Teens from BAM. That was a lot of fun. That's good stuff. My Girl Loves Anal from Naughty America, Pure Anal Pleasure, and Teens Love Anal. There are some smaller companies here mixed in with the big hitters. Generally speaking, the big hitters come away with this. I would be really surprised to see anything but a Tushy line come in as a winner there. Before we move on to Best Anal Sex Scene, let me once again remind you this podcast is sponsored by the Lachlan McLeod Show. Lachlan's podcast on life with a disability, adult entertainment, and lots of other things. Just for an example, what is his latest? His latest podcast is on Sexpo in Sin City. In this episode, Lachlan discusses his adventures at Sexpo. He particularly focuses on his encounter with Sin City Gentlemen's Club. He explains how this experience demonstrated that people with a disability are far more capable than most truly believe. Really unique vision. Please check him out. We thank him for his sponsorship. Also, please check out IAFD.com, SexySlapstickVideos.com, and Shane's World Edibles. Thank you very much. These slots are also available. Once again, drop me a line, $150 for all of the entire podcast series. Fantastic deal. Best Anal Sex Scene. This is one of those categories that's tough. Very tough because there's so many of them. How many stand out? Okay, well, here's one that stands out right off the top. Ask a rhetorical question, Raj. Abella from Hard X. Abella Danger and Manuel Ferrara. For those of you who have not seen Abella Danger, you have clearly been living under a rock somewhere. She is a beautiful little brunette Jewish girl with an amazing ass and super, super high sexual energy. Her anal scene in her Star Showcase with Manuel Ferrara was absolutely one that I picked out early on as one of the best. Anal Beauty 3, Alex Gray and Mick Blue. Another good one. Alex Gray is a cute little blonde. Gets it in the backside from Mick Blue in a really good scene. Anal Domination from Deviant. Have not seen that yet. Veruca James. Okay, we'll check that out. Anal Fanatic 7, Veronica Avlov, James Dean. I just reviewed that. I like Veronica Avlov a lot. I have for a long time. The movie has some female performers who I like even more than I like Veronica, but her scene really stood out. The super, super high energy sex was fantastic. I really liked that scene a lot. Anal Models, another Tushy movie. Megan Rains, Manuel Ferrara. Anal Sex on the Beach, Burning Angel. I just reviewed this scene. They sent over a special password, so before I've... And actually, I found out It wasn't even in a movie, apparently. It was just a scene from Burning Angel. Joanna Angel is absolutely fantastic. I think one of the true pioneers of this industry, and Nacho Vidal, super high energy, outdoor sex, which I loved. Joanna was great. It's a really good scene. The Art of Anal Sex 2, Ariana Marie. Gape Tryouts from Bam Visions with Adriana Chechik and McBlue. In the Ass at Last from Brazzers, we got Romy Rain and Kieran Lee. Interracial and Anal 3 from Blacked, another Mike Maws, Greg Lansky collaboration. Riley Reed and Josh Lescaf. Riley Reed doing anal is fucking awesome. Great scene. Latin Asses 2 from Hard X, Christina Rose and Mick Blue. Marley Brinks pushes the temperature up to sizzling. I also reviewed that scene because they sent it over as well. Good. Maybe not as standout as some of the others, but really good stuff. Oil and Anal 2, Tony Rebus, Casey Calvert and Tony Rebus. Performers of the Year 2016 from Elegant Angel, Vicky Chase and Mick Blue. Vicky Chase is constantly awarded at XRCO for her oral skills. Totally deserving. Also gets a shot here at Anal Sex. Vicky Chase, Mick Blue. Really good and really original and different. We'll talk more about that scene later on. Really good. Top models, Jillian Jansen and Mick Blue. One thing you might notice, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 scenes. I don't think we have any repeat of the women, but Mick is in 6 of these scenes. So his dick is in a lot of award-nominated ass. Standouts in this category, and there's some really good ones, honestly. Abella was fantastic. The Veronica Avlov scene, I don't think has a chance to win, but it was really, really good. The Joanna Angel Nacho Vidal, because it was very interesting. The Riley Reed scene might have a leg up. Christina Rose and Vicky Chase. There's some really good ones there. Really, really good stuff. Now, best anthology movie, so a collection of stuff. Burning Desires from X-Art. It's an interesting looking stuff. Come on My Tattoo 5 from Burning Angel. That's I guess it's a niche. I mean, Burning Angel takes the tattoo thing to another level. They usually find some really hot girls. Face of an Angel, Mind of a Devil, Jules Jordan. That, of course, is Jesse, one of the Jesse movies that Jules put out. Really hot. Flesh Hunter 13 from Jules Jordan. Fucking Flexible from Evil Angel. That's I think I reviewed all 4 scenes in that movie individually. There's a Mia Malkova scene and a Lee Alexis scene from Fucking Flexible that is amazing. I love Flexible Women. Just the whole bendy body thing looks super, super hot when it's shot right, and Tony really nailed it in this movie. Wow. I love that movie, but it's up against some tough competition. Hard Passions 3 from Kelly Madison. The Kelly Madison thing, I think, is interesting because they sort of started out kind of as pro-am swinger videos. They always had a good technical quality, but now it's absolutely outstanding and really stunning. And now that, you know, Kelly only works with Ryan and girls, but Ryan has moved on now and gets to fuck anybody he wants, and makes for some good stuff. Hot Bodies from Hard X, Lubed from Vision, Natural Beauties from Vixen. That's the first time we've heard Vixen mentioned. That's the third of the Greg Lansky websites. Performers of the Year 2016, great concept. Instead of a star showcase with one star, Elegant Angel always brings together 5 or 6 of the biggest. A Sexually Explicit 10 from Bisco. Sins of Life, Brazzers Pulse. That's a Kiss on Johnny Sins. Tales from the Heart, The Proposal, New Sensations. Turbo Sluts 2 from Brazzers, and Ultimate Brunettes from Archangel. That's a good collection. Standout movies, Face of an Angel, Mind of a Devil, Flesh Hunter 13, and Fucking Flexible. All 3 of those are super outstanding. Performers of the Year is really good as well. And those are kind of my favorites in that particular category. Quick check of the time shows us we're at about 20 minutes. We can go for a couple more categories. ultimately we like to keep these around 20, but let's keep going. Best art direction. Okay, there's some interesting stuff here. Cindy, Queen of Hell from Burning Angel. I have it, have not seen it yet. DNA from Wicked, great movie all around. Art direction, sure. One of the many great things about DNA. Ghostbusters, a Triple X parody, really well done. Nice treatment of the source material and good looking. Heartbreaker versus Obscura, lesbian superheroes from Severe Sex, Steel Wings, Exile. Full disclosure, I love the people at Severe Society. They're good people. I consider them friends. Did some PR work for them years ago. I think they're fantastic. I think they're genuine in what they do, and they've always done so much with very little. And now that they're getting a little more, their stuff is getting even better, and it's still very true to its original core. And I liked it. I like superhero and porn. I really do. And they make some pretty good stuff. Kinky Fantasy Club, also from Severe Sex and Exile, kind of shows you how good they are at art direction. London Knights, Heroes and Villains, a Triple X parody from Digital Playground. Have not seen that yet. Want to. Outland, Beyond the Far West from Wet Dreams, and Harmony. I did watch that one recently. Actually, I watched part two because it just came out. Now, part one I will go back and review. I love the way that one looked. Sex Bots from Wicked, very good. If it's going to come down to Wicked, though, DNA probably beats it. SpaceX 2 from Spizo, Storm of Knights, a Triple X parody from Brazzers. I will check that out. Suicide Squad and Supergirl Triple X, both from Axel Braun. Suicide Squad really looked good and nailed it. 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles from Wood Rocket. Got that in the box. We'll be checking that out. This Ain't Fallout from Hustler, and The Vegnificent Seven, a lesbian western from Tarantino. It was nice to see the Tarantino movie get nominated. It looks really interesting. He did some cool things with the art direction. But again, trying to compare that to, say, DNA or Suicide Squad, it's tough to compete when the other guys have so much more invested in what they're doing. Alright, best BDSM movie. That's always fun. Now, of course, this is not one of the categories that I am really good at, so this is maybe something where I will reach out in a later podcast and ask for an expert opinion. Perhaps throw this out there. Still doing PR work for Goddess Soma and Snake Oil. Right now she's focusing on her mainstream play, Home Street Home, which, by the way, when you get a chance to see it or grab the soundtrack, it's fantastic. Really cool punk rock musical. Very meaningful, funny, good stuff. Perhaps she could lend her opinion on some of these. Bound for Domination from Deviant. Club Dom 4 from Taboo Dreams. Deception, a Triple X thriller from Kink. Degradation of Mayhem from Julie Simone. Dirty Mouths Must Be Soaped, Julie Simone. I have the links to the Julie Simone movies and we'll be watching them probably this week. Disciplined Teens from Team Skeet. The Great Zatanna from Anastasia Pierce. Heartbreaker versus Obscura, which I loved. Jewel's Submission from The Crown Jewel. Joanna Angel's Dominantly Submissive. Got that one in the box. Kinky Fantasy Club from Severe Sex. Punishment Incorporated from Wasteland, also Severe Sex. Shades of Kink 6 from Sweet Sinner. Submission of Emma Marks Exposed from New Sensations, and Whipped Ass from Kink. Okay, again, without this being my preferred genre, I can see a problem. Or, not a problem, a quandary. Whipped Ass from Kink is pure fetish and pure spanking, whipping, flogging. Disciplined Teens is kind of a teen gonzo with a slight BDSM theme. Heartbreaker versus Obscura is lesbian superheroes, so you're talking about a lesbian movie and the superhero theme. The Joanna Angel, from what I've seen, just a preview of it, very much like normal, only with a BDSM theme. Shades of Kink from Sweet Sinner is very much a sort of a romantic feature line with a nod toward BDSM. And then you've got something like Deception, which is, they call it a triple X thriller. It's almost a triple X horror movie. It's very intense with the super, super, super hardcore BDSM, but a feature and sort of a horror movie feature. And then you've got the submission of Emma Marks, the third in the series, which is probably going to be the favorite to win again. And that's really sort of and it's a good movie. I don't want what I'm about to say to obscure that. It is a good movie, but at the same time, it feels very much like a couples feature that happens to be BDSM themed. So, what would the real winner be? Interesting. We are going to stop there. I'm going to thank you all for listening. Please drop by rogerreviews.com. Take a look, take a listen. If you feel like it, you know, click on one of the banner links. They're all sponsors in their own way, either through paid banners or sponsors, affiliates, and pay for your porn. And that's how we keep the site alive. This podcast is brought to you by the Lachlan McLeod Show. Tune in to hear Lachlan's take on life with a disability, porn, and many other things. Also, cruise on over to IAFD.com to find out who did what to whom. You can also see a collection of reviews over there, so you can see all the mentioned movies reviewed by me and others. Also, sexy slapstick videos for wet, messy, sloshy, sploshy fun. And then Shane's World Edibles, or Shane's World Novelties and Shane's World Video Production. Shane's World, great company, lots of fun, and good friends, and longtime clients and friends. So thank you for the sponsors. And don't forget, the sponsorships are still available. $150 for 3 mentions in every podcast and banners. Feedback, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, RogerReviews.com, or click in the description below if you're on YouTube, or the feedback button below if you're on RogerReviews.com. I am Roger Pipe. This has been episode 2 of the AVN Awards podcast for 2017. Thank you for listening. Hope to have you around next time.